This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging one of America's closest allies to take a harder line against Russia's Ukraine invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sargar Magani reports.
India says it's appealing for peace between Moscow and Kyiv.
The situation in Ukraine is very worrying.
But as he spoke virtually with President Biden through an interpreter, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi remains under pressure to put pressure himself on Russia. India has stayed neutral, raising concerns here at the White House and drawing praise from Moscow. In trying to persuade Modi to do more, the president citing a deep connection between Americans and Indians.
Ties of family, of friendship, and of shared values.
Earlier at the Pentagon, Defense Chief Lloyd Austin gave the same message to his counterpart, saying Indian leadership is vital to keeping world order.
So too is a U.S.-India defense partnership. And our collaboration with like-minded partners.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Pentagon officials said Monday Russian forces are reinforcing around the Donbas, but have not yet launched an offensive to seize control of the disputed region of eastern Ukraine. Spokesman John Kirby told reporters Russians are repositioning and refocusing.
These are the early stages of a reinforcement effort by the Russians in the Donbas. It's not clear to us how many vehicles are in this convoy, what exactly they're bringing. It does seem to be a mix of personnel carrying vehicles as well as armored vehicles and maybe some artillery.
The Pentagon spokesman underscored, though, that the Ukrainian military has been fighting Moscow-backed separatists in the Donbas region since 2014. Find more on our website,